Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of UX Girl, where I, Amoli, will walk through some of my favorite and least favorite experiences with technology and talk about them from a designer's perspective. Wow, that's a long intro and honestly kind of hard to get right. Maybe I should change it. Speaking of change, I have an announcement. So I heard my previous episodes and I am here to say that they will be going through a little bit of a restructuring. I just feel like I need to make it a little more coherent in certain places. And in case you had that feedback for me, consider yourself heard, consider yourself validated. I'm not saying that I'm going to go fully scripted, and I'm not saying that the tone of this podcast is going to change. I'm just going to be a little more concise in how I'm talking. So I'm working on that. And while I'm doing that, I wanted to make another announcement. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast so far. I looked at my analytics for the first time. I'm a little bit surprised that I already have this audience. I don't know what these numbers mean yet, but I'm super, super grateful. I hope I've been of some use. I hope I've helped in some way. And like I said, stay tuned for some awesome content. So today is a milestone episode. It is episode number 5. That's a whole hand, a whole human hand with 5 fingers. And that is also the whole team of Planeteers saving the world in Captain Planet. Somebody please tell me you got my 90s cartoon reference. Thank you. Okay, so I thought in order to celebrate this milestone, I would change things up a little, shift gears a little bit, and maybe we can do this every 5 episodes just to break the monotony. Let me know how you feel about that. But today I'm going to talk a little bit more about my personal experience as a designer and share some skills I've picked up, some stories that I've got from my experience, things I've learned along the way. Today, I'm going to share a very important skill that is a big secret, not really. I picked it up along the way when I was becoming a designer, as I said, and I think this is one of those crucial soft skills that even a non-designer would need, and even someone, you know, even if it's not related to work, you would still need something like this. It's definitely something I tell people that I mentor to work on because it's one of the most handy skills. So, okay, what am I talking about? I am talking about not communication, but over-communication. And I'll get to that in a second, but I wanted to actually tell you where I'm coming from. You know, when I was changing courses, I had graduated with an engineering degree and I didn't want to use it. I wanted to go into design. I was reading all these books, talking to all these people, looking for an opportunity. And if someone at that time had told me that, you know, a designer's role or job is only 50% of design work. And when I say design work, it's what you would imagine in a very traditional sense, you know, sitting in front of the computer, making wireframes, making mockups, doing pixel pushing. And then the other 50% is actually just talking in some way, shape, or form to someone. If you told me that, I would probably have reconsidered my decision. Just reconsider it. I'd probably still go for it, but yeah, I probably wouldn't understand what that meant. So I'm kind of laying it out here, not trying to discourage anyone from becoming a designer. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I am an introvert, and talking to people does not come naturally to me. Yes, I realize the irony of saying that on a podcast where I'm basically talking for I don't know how long. But believe me, it's hard and it took a lot of practice and it was not something that I enjoyed all the time. But imagine the job demands you to be talking and, you know, the thing that you're building completely depends on what you collect while talking. Now that's a lot of pressure. And I will say it still gets exhausting to this day to talk to people for hours and hours in a day. But it's so valuable. I could not imagine working without that. And I definitely enjoy it now. So maybe that's a glimmer of hope. All right. So what is over-communication? In my opinion, it is a very proactive form of communication where there you have to intuitively preempt gaps in communication and then try to fill them, because that will save the project from failure and it will fill the void and help remove any barriers from the project. I'm not saying all the barriers, but definitely so many that can be addressed with simple communication. So in my opinion, it goes beyond communicating what you're required to communicate. And it's about actually seeing if everybody is on the same page. It's about filling the gaps. Maybe somebody else has not carried their weight and you have to kind of find the gap, or maybe there's some misunderstanding and you have to address it. But all those things are qualities of over-communication. So I'm actually thinking about some of the best people, some of the best workers, best colleagues in my team, and I know communication is their strong suit. But then what sets them apart and what they're doing right is actually small acts of over-communication. You know, and I think about these qualities that they have. They are present. Whenever you're talking to them, they don't get distracted, and they're definitely listening to what you're saying and they're engaging with it. And the conversation always feels productive with them because you are both adding to it, and it definitely leads to someplace else than where you started. So that requires both parties, if there are two parties involved, to be present. The other thing that these people do is pay attention. They pay attention to details and they call something out if they don't understand it, or they call something out if there needs some more clarification. And then sometimes, many times actually, when that happens, we actually discover a bigger problem that everybody did not know of. So that comes from over-communication. They know how to stay focused on the purpose of the conversation. This is, I think, a good facilitation skill as well, but definitely something about communicating well that can have this outcome, you know, so that people don't start talking about something else completely and the time gets wasted and it's everybody's precious time. So the failure to that is like having follow-up meetings and delaying the process a little bit. Also, very, very, very important thing, skill, and I think it's also a communication skill, is making sure that everybody else is participating, is heard, and is on the same page. This, oh my God, this is the most important thing. And this means, you know, making sure that there are some group activities where everybody can participate, recognizing that there are some people who are newer, quieter, and they need to also be present and involved in the project in some way, given some responsibility, or be allowed to ask questions that they don't understand. It involves having some kind of board where everyone can look at and react to the same thing. So everybody is looking at the same thing and is on the same page about that thing. Maybe sending meeting notes after the meeting's over, just to make sure that the goals of the meeting were achieved, the discussion points were addressed, and then there were good next steps and follow-ups. And people who had, you know, people took up those responsibilities for those follow-ups. All of these things are very proactive, and they ensure that someone is, you know, if someone's confused about something, they address that confusion and everybody else is also on the same page about it. I feel like these are such important skills. That's why I don't like to say it's just communication. Because when we talk about communication, we actually think about doing what you're required to do, delivering your deliverable, meeting targets, meeting deadlines, and just doing your bit. But sometimes in order to make the team work, there needs to be someone who's kind of making sure everyone else is doing their thing. And this is why I kind of advise newer people on the job or people who are less inclined to participate. I kind of tell them that this is a very crucial skill and they should use it. Because if you are brought on this project, you are worthy, you are skilled, obviously you are important. You should not doubt that for any second, and you should not be intimidated by people who have been there for longer, who have more experience, more domain knowledge. You're always going to be, you know, not an expert in some ways and then an expert in what you do. It's important to address what you don't know and learn. And a good communicator or a good teammate will obviously respond in a similar way and help you through it. So maybe they'll even preempt that you've not understood. That's a very special over-communication skill, you know, like when you're talking to someone and you actually know that they're not understanding. So you repeat yourself. Sometimes over-communication is literally over-communicating because you're repeating yourself, but sometimes you need to do it. Telling people what they need to know and then telling them again, like bringing back the conversation to that, is a nice skill. It's part of over-communication. You can use in your slide decks because you start off at a certain point, you go down different funnels, and then you bring it back to that point. So everybody remembers, yes, this is why we started this discussion. That's over-communication. Okay, so I hope this made sense. I hope you know the difference between communication and over-communication. You can conflate the two. They are pretty much the same, but I like having this as a special skill because it kind of draws attention on some of these unspoken and unknown things that need to be addressed. All right, I really enjoyed this one. I love mentoring people, in case you hadn't realized. So this is something that I might do, but I also definitely change this up, and you know, this segment can have its own theme or topic. I might call it, well, you'll see what it is from the title. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.